So we're now joined by Luke Podmore after that 17-0 victory there for FC United in the first league game of the season. Very, very impressive that, Luke. 30 goals in two matches now?
Yeah. Obviously the girls, they're listening a lot, and we took it to a new level this year. It's tough sometimes to keep going when teams are, you're scoring 17 past teams, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. We've got to carry on being professional. And you know what? Every single one of them, they don't stop. They carry on for 90 minutes. You know, they could easily stop at 8 or 9, but it's just we've got to keep them motivated to keep going. And, you know, come the end of the season, hopefully that we'll have enough points to get promotion.
Well, that was one of the things we picked up upon from Neil Boo's highlights last week. The fact, I think we scored our 9th goal against Alti last week, and you can hear you in the background urging them to get the ball back. And it is that kind of cutthroat mentality. And what were the targets going into this game? Was it to get another high scoreline, but also to keep a clean sheet as well?
Yeah, I mean, clean sheet is most important for me. I'd rather win 10-0 than 17-1. You know, clean sheets are massive. But we needed to make a real statement today to the rest of the league. Obviously, these played last week. They got beat, I think, 5-1 off Northwich. So, and obviously, they have improved since last year, this team. They've got a few decent players. But we are just a different sort of animal now. And the message to the girls is that we have to be 100% every single second they're on that pitch. They can't ever slack off, because like I say, next week we've got a massive game against Wigan in the FA Cup, so you know it was a bit of a dress rehearsal for that. I'll be urging them for the whole 90 minutes, regardless of who the opponents are.
It seems a bit crackers to say that next week's match is really, really important for the club, but we were saying last week that the league, it's clear that we're going to score a lot of goals in the league this season, but to make a statement we need to do it on a national stage, and that requires a good FA Cup run. So it's not to put pressure on you, Luke, but it's really important, isn't it, the Wigan match now?
Yeah, we're really excited about the FA Cup. Obviously, we've shown pre-season what we can do, and people will say, oh, it's pre-season, but we're hoping for a good cup run. If on our day, we beat Wigan last year 2-1. I know it'll be a different game this year. You know, obviously, it's away at their place on a grass pitch, I think. However, our preparation's been perfect, so we'll be going there with the strongest FC United we've ever had, and hopefully that'll be enough, because obviously last year, I'd like to say, we beat them last year, and that was enough, so... You know, this year, if they have a good training session in midweek, there's no reason why we can't progress into the third qualifying round.
And we've not spoken since pre-season, because I let Neil do all the work. But we spoke about the new signings. I believe Gemma Jackson is a good goalkeeper. I've just not seen it, unfortunately. but today we've seen two of the signings be really, really impressive. Luke's on the right, Foster through the middle. And Sullivan as well, we have to say. You must be really, really pleased with the way the new players have settled into the squad, with some established players like Kirsty Chambers, I think it was her 100th competitive game.
The players that we've gone out and tried to target are sort of the players that we wanted, the right type of people, the people who are a bit hungry and, want a bit of a project like what FC United is at the moment. Obviously, we are where we are, and we're in the league that we're in because we are where we are. But over the next couple of years, they're excited about what's happening at the club, and obviously you can see that when they're on the pitch, they enjoy it. Yvette today, the first game, she's absolutely outstanding, lightning. Obviously you've got Foster who can play those balls through, and we just aim to set up to dictate games, and I think you've seen that throughout the whole of the pre-season, obviously today as well.
Congratulations again, and good luck against Wigan next week.
Cheers, Ben.